Got my mojo working. That's what happens here in WEAA. And that's Muddy Waters, of course. And Muddy Waters passed away on this day, April the 30th, 1983, born in 1913. Muddy Waters, of course, one of the men who created the modern blues sound with the bands and electric music, and came to Chicago, took it by storm. We'll be celebrating him and many others and their music today during the course of the Mark Steiner Show, but this is the day that we lost Muddy Waters, only 70 years old when he passed away here. Muddy Waters, what else can you say? We can stop and just talk about Muddy for the rest of the day, but we can't do that. We're talking about many things, starting with this day in history, and that was Muddy Waters. This was a day on Wall Street in 1789 that George Washington became the first president of the United States of America. And on this day in 1803, the Louisiana Purchase was concluded for $15 million, making America twice its size and beginning the destruction of Native people in the West. This was the day that there was a battle of Jenkins Ferry in Saline, Arkansas. The 2nd Kansas Colored Volunteers went into that battle and was the leading soldiers in that battle to defeat the Confederate Army, leading five other regiments, fighting the rebel troops, yelling, "Remember Poison Spring." Poison Spring was a place where atrocities took place 2 weeks earlier, when many of the troops who were African-Americans were slaughtered and tortured in that prison in Poison Spring. And that was the battle cry for the 2nd Kansas Colored Volunteers, who took on the Southern regiments in 1864, winning back the territory of Arkansas. On this day in 1871 was known as the Camp Grant Massacre, where Apaches were slaughtered in a canyon by American troops. And this day in 1894, the Coxey's Army marched into Washington, D.C., protesting unemployment because of the Panic of 1893. And in 1963, I remember these pictures vividly in Life magazine, the Bristol bus boycott took place in Britain. The Bristol Omnibus companies refused to hire anybody who was Asian, anybody who was African descent, and it became a huge demonstration and fight that forced the Brits to integrate the employees in their bus system. This is in 1975 that Saigon fell to the forces of the North Vietnam and to the National Liberation Front and the surrender of the South Vietnamese government. This is a day in 1992 that the last show of Bill Cosby aired, on this day in 1992. And on this day in 2004 was the release of those graphic photos of Abu Ghraib that led to the imprisonment of some Americans, but not to any of the men at the top of the food chain. Well, that is this day in history on April the 30th. And we can learn more about this day in history by going to steinershow.org. It's all right there. We'll take a short break and come back with our guests. And we're going to break with Hoochie Coochie Man, Muddy Waters.
Before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's going to be a son of a gun. He's going to make pretty women jump and shout.